Hi, Martin. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Dr. Wright, thanks. Could you talk about alkaline phosphatase, if it's out of range, either too low or too high? What do you make of it?
Okay, sir. Alkaline phosphatase is an enzyme that can arise from the liver, but it can also arise from five other places in the body. So when the alkaline phosphatase is too high, more than just one point, but several points or multiple points too high, first thing that we were taught to do in medical school, and we actually learned this one in medical school, pretty neat, is you ask for a test called alkaline phosphatase isoenzymes, which is just ISO, stuck to the word enzymes. And what that does is identify where the hell this, excuse the language, where the heck this alkaline phosphatase is coming from. Because we really shouldn't have a high level. And if it's coming from liver, then we need to go investigate liver disease. But if it's coming from bone, we need to go investigate bone disease, etc. So if you have not had yet ordered the alkaline phosphatase isoenzyme test, that's the next step.
Very, very good. Thank you. Also, what you mentioned earlier about the bioidentical, is the 4-MU related to that?
No, 4-methylumbilliferone is a natural plant substance that's used very widely in Europe for liver problems. But these people at the Journal of the National Cancer Institute published that the stuff actually helps to prevent and cure prostate cancer, and that was the title of the article in the Journal of our National Cancer Institute. And yet we cannot get it here legally in these United States because FDA has not been paid the $2.6 billion it takes for approval. I'm not kidding about that figure, folks. Look it up at Tufts University Center for Drug Development online. So it never will be in our free country allowed unless that $2.6 billion is paid. So you got to go online to find it, sir.
Right. That's fantastic. So is that the exact testosterone-related anti-carcinogenic that you mentioned earlier?
No, that anti-carcinogenic testosterone, sir, that is made inside our own bodies when we're younger. No kidding, just like anti-carcinogenic estriol is made inside women's own bodies. But as our testosterone levels drop, and if we need testosterone replacement, we should be able to get the anti-carcinogenic testosterone like we could for 6 months about a decade ago. But again, we're in a medical dictatorship. We're not in a medically free country, and it isn't allowed into our country. So there's some cool news for anybody, and that is that there are several things that have been found to increase one's own anti-carcinogenic testosterone, whether you're making your own testosterone when you're younger, or if you're older, it often works too. And of all things, two of the things that help to improve that happen to be coconut oil and olive oil. But it does take a tablespoon or two of each one of them to do the job. And one other thing, if the thyroid is weak, then we don't make as much anti-carcinogenic testosterone internally either.
Got it. And, of course, the cruciferous vegetables would help to
only a little bit,
to allow the testosterone versus the estrogen domination, right?
Not so much, sir. They help some. But the big deals for men are the coconut oil and the olive oil, and yeah, and for ladies, the cruciferous are a much more big deal than coconut oil and olive oil.
Chrysin, what about chrysin?
Again, that's one that affects the 2:16 hydroxyestrogen ratio, and that's good for the ladies particularly, but for guys, if we're looking for prevention, we really want to go with trying to increase our own anti-carcinogenic testosterone. And guess what? That can be measured. There's actually a blood test for it. You look online, pro and anti-carcinogenic metabolites test. So it can be tested, and it can be increased in the ways I mentioned.
Wow, very good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. One other thing, there's a more in-depth discussion of this in a prior issue of the newsletter. If you happen to subscribe to Green Medicine newsletter, you can put in prostate cancer, testosterone, and so forth, and up comes those prior articles.
Excellent. Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling, sir.